Good morning. Chodesh Tov, Boker Tov. It is so wonderful, Zamira, it is so wonderful to be here again on the Rosh Chodesh seminar and to be able to learn and join with you once again. It is truly a pleasure to be here. It is the month of Mar Cheshvan. Today is actually the first day of the month of Mar Cheshvan, and it's going to rain. It's not raining today. It's beautiful. It's sunny, just like it's been all summer. But you know what? It is Im Yirtzeh Hashem, with the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's going to rain. And we're going to talk about rain, and we're going to call that rain chesed mishamayim. And you might ask, why are we calling the rain chesed? Well, according to the Rambam, chesed is an act of kindness. This is a definition of chesed. It is an act of kindness that entails doing much more than what would be expected to somebody who has no claim upon us, who has no right to expect anything at all. So chesed is an abundance. It is a muchness. And there is something about rain that is an abundance and a muchness and a kindness. And what we're going to talk about is how, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends rain upon the earth, he does it in ways that are far greater and kinder than we would expect, even at times when we might not have any reason to deserve or to expect that kindness. I would like to explore this with you. Perhaps by exploring this gift of Geshem, of rain, we'll come to understand a bit more about Chesed itself and be able to apply it, Be'ezrat Hashem, in our own lives. A question: what does this name Mar Cheshvan mean, and where did it originate? If we look in the Torah, we note that the months didn't have any names. They're called HaChodesh HaRishon, HaChodesh HaSheni, etc. And Mar Cheshvan would have been called Chodesh HaShmini. In the book of Melachim, where the action actually takes place during the times of the first Beit HaMikdash, we find some very unfamiliar names of months, one of which is Bul, identified as the eighth month. We'll talk a little bit more about that later. If we turn to the Talmud Yerushalmi, and that is exactly where we have source one on the sheets that should be on your screens. We have the Talmud Yerushalmi, Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Bet. We have the Amar Rav Chanina, Shmot Chodoshim Alu B'Yadam Mi Bavel. The names of the months that we use today, including Mar Cheshvan, came up with Am Yisrael after the 70-year exile in Bavel, when our ancestors came back to Eretz Yisrael to build the second Beit HaMikdash. They brought with them the names of the months. They had become so accustomed to using them in Bavel. It would seem that the name Mar Cheshvan comes from a root, an Akkadian root, a Bavli root, that means the eighth month as well. There's a machloket, a difference of opinion, as to whether the name of the month is Mar Cheshvan or just Cheshvan. Both names appear in halachic works. There's also a discussion as to what the prefix Mar means if it's not part of the name itself. Some explain that Mar can mean bitter, and it's added to the name of the month for reasons that we know. There are no Chagim during the month of Cheshvan. Also, Sarah Imenu and Rachel Imenu were Niftar during this month. In the times of the Beit HaMikdash, when the kingdom split, Yeravam ben Nevat, the first king of the northern kingdom, made a pagan holiday, yes, during Mar Cheshvan, to take the place of Sukkot. And last but not least, another bitter thing that happened in Cheshvan was, of course, the Mabul, which began on the 17th day of this month. Despite all of this, our great sages explain that Mar is not a negative addition to the name of the month at all. They tell us that the word Mar has two positive meanings. One of them is master, like calling the month master, a title. Why is it called master? Because Shlomo HaMelech completed the building of the first Beit HaMikdash during this month. Not only that, because he did not dedicate the Beit HaMikdash during Mar Cheshvan, though it was ready at this time, we have a promise in the Gemara that the third and eternal Beit HaMikdash will be dedicated in Mar Cheshvan. Also, we have a positive connection to the Mabul as well. So let's look at source number two. We have the Pasuk in Melachim that tells us that it was built in this month, Uvshanaha Achatisrei, the 11th year of Shlomo, Biyerach Bull, here is that bull that I told you about before, Hu Chodesh Hashmini, the eighth month, Kila Kala Habayit, L'chol Drach Dervarav, U'l'chol Mishpatav, V'yichanehu Sheva Yamim. And it was during the month of Tishrei on the seventh day that it was finished in every way that you can imagine. And I want to push this up a little, Zamir, and I can't push it up. Okay, the Al-Kashimun is a Medrash. We use it a lot in Nevi'im. B'shana achat esrei b'yerach bul, the Midrash tells us. Mahu b'yerach bul? B'yerach mabul, chaser mem. Get it? The month is called bul because the mabul happened and we take the mem away. Why? What is mem? Mem is 40. Keneged arba'im yom. Because it was a specific 40 days that the rain fell during the Mabul. She'afal pi she'nishba HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki mei Noach zotli, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised us in the Haftorah that we're going to read Bezrat Hashem this coming Shabbat, ki mei Noach zotli, this is the waters of Noach that I made you a promise that there will never be a Mabul again on this world. Afal pi chein, despite this, Mem yom b'chol shana hayu otam hayamim osim roshem ba'olam. Nevertheless, there were those 40 days that the rain had fallen, were days that fear came upon the world at that time. Ad she'amad Shlomo u'bana et Beit HaMikdash u'pasku otam mem yom. But when Shlomo rose and built the Beit HaMikdash, the fear that took place of the inundation of another Mabul was taken away. Lefichach k'tiv chaser mem. That's why the month was given a name without the men. Keneged arba im yom shepasku, to remind us of those 40 days that no longer were a time of fear. Mishena'aseh habayit b'yerech bul, and when the Beit HaMikdash was built, was completed in this month, na'aseh na'ul yud bet chodesh. It was locked up for 12 months. V'hayu hakol mamalim al Shlomo, and everybody was saying there's got to be something wrong with what Shlomo did because he's not allowed to dedicate the Beit HaMikdash. Here is the point that I wanted to make. V'hakadosh Baruch Hu chashav la'arev simchat Beit HaMikdash b'chodesh shenolad bo Avraham. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to do a chesed, and he wanted to mix the simcha of the building of the Beit HaMikdash in the same month that Avraham Avinu was born, to give him credit, so to speak. V'chein atah motzei b'melechet ha-mishkan, and a very similar thing happened when the Mishkan was made in the Midbar. Amar Rav Chanina, b'chaf hei b'kislev nigmar melechet ha-mishkan. The Mishkan was actually finished on the 25th day of Kislev. V'asa mekupal ad echad b'nisan. and it lay folded up until the first day of Nisan. Kmo shekatuv biyom haChodesh haRishon beEchad laChodesh takim et haMishkan. We read in the Torah on the first day of the first month that Mishkan was put up. And at that time also Yisrael were complaining about Moshe. However, once again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chashav la'areb simchat haMishkan b'chodesh shenolad bo Yitzchak. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to put together the dedication of the Mishkan within the month that Yitzchak Avinu was born, to give him credit. U'me'ata hifsid Kislev, but look at this. So Kislev lost out. Mishanigmara bo hamelacha. That was the month that the work of the Mishkan was finished. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Olai L'Shalem. Please note those words. Olai L'Shalem. I've got to pay Kislev for this. I owe him something. This feeling of wanting. Does a month think? A month cannot think. This is a lesson to teach us how to treat human beings. Olai L'Shalem. Mashilem lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How did HaKadosh Baruch Hu pay Kislev? B'Chanukat Chashmonai. Chanukah takes place on the 25th day of Kislev. V'chein Mar Cheshvan. Atid HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Shalem lo. And in a similar fashion, in Mar Cheshvan, when we will build Bezrat Hashem, the third and the final Beit HaMikdash, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the future will repay the favor at that time. We have, in the midst of this Medrash, we've removed two of the reasons mentioned for considering Mar Cheshvan a bitter month. There may not be any chagim in it yet, but we will have a great celebration when we dedicate the third Beit HaMikdash during this month. And the terrible fear that afflicted the world at this time, despite the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had promised never to send a Mabul again, disappeared. It's no longer a bitter month, because it is the month that the Beit HaMikdash was completed, the first one, and that the third Beit HaMikdash will be dedicated. But look at the chesed, Olai L'Shalem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaches us, you don't just take something from someone and give it to somebody else because they deserve it. What about the person, the first one? It's called consideration, and it is called chesed, to take care of it. Another important reason that Chazal give us for the addition of Mar being a positive comment on the month, and the one that we really want to deal most with today, is the fact that the word mar can also mean a drop of water, like the expression kamar midli, a drop of water from a bucket. Mar Cheshvan is the month in which we begin to daven for the great chesed of rain. You see, although we recite the tefillat geshem on Shmini Atzeret, which is the month of Tishrei, at that time we begin to say Mashiv HaRuach U'morid HaGeshem. Mashiv HaRuach, he who makes the wind blow, Morid HaGeshem, and he who makes the rain fall. What we are doing is we're describing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gvurot, his strength through his power to bring rain. But we do not begin to add the bakasha, the request for rain, v'tein tal umatar livracha, and please HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us dew and rain for a bracha to the tefillah until Mar Cheshvan, the seventh day of the month. The Mishnah in Ta'anit, which you see before you, number three, tells us the reason. So we have from Ta'anit b'shlosha b'mar cheshvan shoalim et ha'gshamim. On the third day of the month of Cheshvan, we ask for rain. But Rabban Gamliel says, no, hu omer b'shivabo. We wait until the seventh day of Mar Cheshvan, Chamisha Asar Yom Achar HaChag, because that is 15 days after the Chag, after Shmini Atzeret, Kidei Sheyagia Acharon Shebi Yisrael Linahar Prat. We're talking about the days of Bayit Sheni, and we're talking about the times that pilgrims would come all the way from Bavel to the Beit HaMikdash. And it would take them 15 days, it seemed, to travel from Bavel to Yerushalayim, and then, of course, 15 days to travel from Yerushalayim back. And so we do not begin to ask for the rain to actually fall until we know that the furthest of these Olim LaRegel, the furthest of the pilgrims who came to Yerushalayim, to the Beit HaMikdash for the Chag, would be very close to home. He would come to the Nahar, and he would be close before the rains actually fell. Another example of incredible chesed. It is a chesed within a chesed. The rain comes to make the ground ready for food to grow, and it does not start until the Ole Regel are all at home. Number four, Devarim, is what I really want to get to now, Bavakasha, to understand the chesed within the chesed that the rain is, we need to go to a lovely pasuk in Sefer Devarim that shows that there's something quite miraculous about the rain. And I'm talking about Parshat Ki Tavo, which Perek Chavchet begins with all of the brachot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises us. Vayom Shamoa Tishma B'kol Hashem Elokim Kecha. If you'll surely listen to the voice of Hashem, your God. Lishmor La'asot Et Kol Mitzvotav Asher Anochi Mitzavcha Hayom. To keep all the mitzvot that I command you today. Unetancha Hashem Elokecha Elyon. And at that time, Hashem, your God, will make you Elyon. He will make you above all of the nations of the world. Uba'u alecha kol ha-brachot ha-elech v'hisigucha. These brachot will all come to you and they will catch you. In other words, you won't be able to run away. There'll be so many brachot that they will literally catch you. Ki tishma b'kol Hashem elokecha, because you will listen to the voice of Hashem your God. And among those brachot is this unbelievable bracha of rain. Yiftach Hashem lecha et otzaro hatov. Please pay attention to the language. It is so incredible. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will open for you his good treasure house. Et Hashemayim, you know what the treasure house is, the heavens, Lotet Mitar Artzecha Be'ito, to give the rain of your land in its season, at its proper time, Ulevarech Et Kol Maaseh Yadecha, and to bless all of the works of your hands. And we want to look here at Dvarim Rabbah, the Medrash Rabbah, on this Pasuk B'Vakasha, and Zamir, if you would be able to lift it to the Devarim Rabbah, so that here it is, so that we could see it. Thank you very much. I'm sorry that I can't do it myself. The Medrash tells us, Dabar Acher, because there are many, many explanations for this beautiful line of Yiftach Hashem, may Hashem open for you, Re'eh, Kama gadol yiridat kishamim. Look how great is the coming down of rain. Rav Yehuda bar Yecheskel, this Rav, b'sha'asha hayaro e'er et hagshamim yordim, when he would see the rains coming down, hayam avarech, he would make a bracha, yitpa'er v'yitgadal v'yitbarach shmo. Shel Misha Amar Vahayaha Olam, he would make a whole bracha for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shehum Mane Elef Alafim Varibo Revivot Shel Malachem, Because you know what a Kodesh Baruch Hu does? He appoints thousands and tens of thousands of malachim. Al kol tipa v'tipa sheyoredet. On every drop of rain. Every drop of rain has thousands and tens of thousands of angels that are appointed to make sure it reaches the ground. Lama. Why does he need to do that? Mikan v'ad harakia. Because from the earth to the heaven, mahalach tof kuf shana. It is a distance of 500 years. Vahagshamim yardim, and the rains have to come down from heavens a distance of 500 years. Ve'ein tipa mitarevet b'chaverta. And not one drop mixes with another drop. In other words, look, it's not so simple. The rain travels a long distance. HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches to make sure that every drop reaches the proper place on earth. Davar Acher, another thing about Yiftach Hashem Lecha, about this bracha that Hashem will open his treasure house. Rabbanan Amri, our rabbis taught, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeYisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Yisrael, Banai, Kol ha-tovot sheba'ot ba'olam bizchutchem hem ba'ot. All of the good things that come into the world, Am Yisrael, come in your merit. Ketzad, how? Batal, hatal eino yored ela bizchutchem. Jew doesn't come down except for the merit of Am Yisrael. Hamatar eino yored ela bizchutchem. Rain doesn't fall except for your zechut, and I did not put in the psukim that prove it. Af shalom eino ba la'olam, and even shalom doesn't come to the land, ela bizchutem, only with your merit. Ma'ase ba'oved kochavim achad, and I like this story. A story is told of an idol worshiper. Shesha'al of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, he asked Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Amarlo, he said, Anu yesh lanu moadot, we have our holidays, Atem yesh lachem moadot, and you have your holidays. Anu yesh lanu kalendas, stargilis, the kratisim, and he's talking about Roman pagan holidays that were celebrated at that time by the pagans, Calenda and Saturnalia. Some of them took place during September. And he says, this Oved Kochavim says to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, we have all our pagan holidays, but Atem yesh lachem Pesach, Atzeret, Sukkot, you have your holidays. Eze yom she'anu v'atem smechem. Is there any day that we can be happy together? Is there any day that we can celebrate together? This pagan says, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Amarlo, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yochanan answered, Ze yom yiridat gishamim. He said, that is the day that the rain comes down, when all of us can be happy. Is it not chesed to worry about other nations? Are they not also creations of Hashem? Does the rain not come and help them as well? If we return to this pasuk in Sefer Dvarim, we note the emphasis on the addition to the bracha and the chesed. Not only rain, also at the proper time. And when this happens, all men's endeavors are blessed as well. Business is blessed, say Chazal. The merchants profit. Even people who suffer boils find respite, according to Chazal. In the times of the Mishnah, there would be great celebrations when the rain came at its proper time. How did they determine the proper time for this Yom Tov? In the Gemara Ta'anit, Chazal give an answer, and I really liked their answer. And that is our next source, if we have it. Number 5, Amar Rav Abahu. Me'ema time of Archim al Hagashamim. Rav Abahu said, from what point may we give a bracha on gushamim? At what point can we be sure that we're really getting rain? Misheyatza chatan likrat kala. What do you think of that? Misheyatza chatan likrat kala. Isn't that an amazing thing? Chazal used this expression, from when a chatan goes out to greet the kala. How does the chatan go out to greet the kala? With enthusiasm. He walks quickly. He wants to get married. When we see that the rain is really coming down and it seems to really be coming to the earth and joining with the moisture that's already in the earth. When we see that the two of them are coming together. When we see that they're coming together, yes, like a chatan and a kala. And what bracha do we make? Maim v'varech amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda told us, amar Rav, modim anachnu lo Hashem Elokeinu al kol tipa v'tipa shehoradeta lanu. We thank you for every drop that is coming down with the joy. He's imagining the rain coming down like the chatan comes to the kala. V'Rabbi Yochanan m'sayim b'hachi ilu pinu malei shira kayam u'lushonenu rina kamon galav. In other words, there would actually be a celebration when the rain fell. More about the chesed of rainfall may be gleaned from a source that's very familiar to us. The second paragraph of the Shema, also found in Sefer Dvarim, and you have that in source number 6. V'haya im shemoa tishmu el mitzvotai, Hashem anochi mitzaveh etchem hayom. Very familiar, it will be. If you will listen to my mitzvot that I command you today, la'ahavat Hashem elokeichem, to love Hashem your God, u'la'avdo b'chol levavchem u'chol nafshechem, and to serve him with all your heart and soul, v'natati mitar artzachem v'ito. And I see that I forgot to put v'natati mitar artzachem. I am sorry, I cut it out. V'natati mitar artzachem v'ito. And Rashi gives us another explanation of, I will give the rain of your land in its season, or actually in its correct time. Rashi says, what does that mean in its correct time? If we could please lift the sheet, Rashi, Perek Yud Aleph. Rashi says, you know what Be'ito is? Belelot, at night. Shelo yatrichu etchem. So that the rain should not bother you. Rashi says, you know what the bracha is that we say in the second paragraph of the Kriyat Shema? That rain should come at night. Not only that, davar acher be'ito, says Rashi, even better, what is the right time for rain? B'leilei Shabbatot, on the nights of Shabbos, shehakol mitzuyin b'vateihem, when everybody's in the house, everybody after they come home from shul, everybody is home. And so that's a good time for rain to fall because it doesn't bother anybody. And there's a historical addition from the Medrash in Parshat Balotcha that talks about the rain coming at its time. V'natati gishmechem be'itam balayla, balaylot. I will give your geshem, notice please, 7. I will give the geshem in the night. And he tells us a historical fact. Bimei Hordus Hamela, in the days of the king Herod. Herod was not the best king in the world, but he rebuilt the second Beit HaMikdash and made it a beautiful binyan. And he did building all over Eretz Yisrael. Hayu gishamim yordim balelot. The rains would only fall at night. B'shacharit, and in the morning, nashva haruach, the wind would come and blow, nitpazru ha'avim, and the clouds would scatter, zarcha hachama the sun would begin shining, nit nagva ha'aretz, and the rain, the land would dry up. V'hayu po'alim yotzim v'oskim bimlachtam. And all the workers who were building, especially the ones that were working on improving the Beit HaMikdash, would be able to go out and do their work. V'yodim sheratzon avihem shebashamayim ma'aseihem. And they knew that their actions were the will of their Father in heaven. Beautiful. Devaracher. V'natati gishmechem b'itan b'leilei shabbatot. Also, on the nights of Shabbat, Ma'aseh b'imei Shimon ben Shetach. A story is told about the times of Shimon ben Shetach, u'b'imei Shlomtza, that Shlom Tzion HaMalkah, who was a queen at the time, shehayu gishamim yordim b'leilei shabbatot. At that time, the rain would only come down on the nights of Shabbat so that nobody would be inconvenienced by the falling of the rain, and yet the land would get the rain that it needed. We need to make one more point. The rain that falls in Mar Cheshvan is called Yoreh, Nachon. In that Pasuk in Devarim, I see it's here. I put it in the wrong place, my friends. Yudalid, v'natati mitar artzachem b'ito, and I will give the rain of your land in its time, yoreh, the first rain, umalkosh, the second rain. V'asafta degoncha, degonecha, v'tirochcha, v'yitzarecha, you will be able to gather your grain and your wine and your oil. And Rashi asks, why is it called Yoreh? Why is that first rain called Yoreh? And he says, he Reviyah, this is the abundance. Reviyah is an amount, an abundance. Hanofelet la'achar hazriyah, that falls immediately after the planting. Shemarveh. Marveh, Yoreh is the name of the rain. Marveh, it saturates. It completely saturates et ha'aretz ve'et hazra'im. The Yoreh is a hard rain. I have heard, but I couldn't find a source for it, that Yoreh comes like from shooting, because the rain can come down as though it shoots into the earth and it saturates it exactly at the time that we need the earth to be saturated. Yes, we are talking about Mar Cheshvan and the time that the rain is first falling and it needs to water the ground because we have just planted. However, I would like to call your attention to a pasuk in the Navi Yoel that we read as part of the Haftarah on Shabbat Shuvah. And at that time, one of my students noticed, when I was teaching the Haftarah, one of my students noticed that in the Pasuk in Yoel, the rain is not called Yoreh, it is called Moreh. The Pasuk we have before us, number 8. Uvnei Tzion gilu v'simchu b'shem, Yoel says. Bnei Tzion, sons of Zion, sons of Yerushalayim, rejoice and be happy in Hashem Elokeichem. Ki natan lachem et ha-moreh litzdakah. Because he gave you the moreh, the yoreh, but it's called moreh. Fitzdakah, for righteousness. In other words, he gave it to you for the proper purpose. V'yored lachem geshem moreh umalkosh barishon. And he brought down to you this rain of the moreh and the malkosh barishon. A miracle will happen and both rains will come together at that time. Why? The Navi is describing the end of a famine that was brought about by a plague of locusts. He promises the people that there'll be rain. He calls the rain that we know as Yoreh Moreh. It comes from the same root, but there's a small addition. Rashi himself, who begins by reminding us that it comes from the word marveh, as he said in the Torah, to saturate, to actually moisten totally the earth, adds something amazing. He says, et hamoreh, et nevi'eichem, hamorim etchem lashuv elai, kidei letzadek etchem. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you the moreh. He'll send you the very good teachers, the nevi'im, who teach you to return to me, to do tshuva, so that you will be righteous in my eyes, and I will give you the rain to saturate. Rashi is reminding us that Torah is compared to water. He is telling us that a Kadosh Baruch Hu, at this time of that terrible famine that was caused by that plague, that what he does is to make sure that we deserve the gift of rain that he's giving anyway, because that is his chesed, that he sends us the gift of teachers to help us deserve the gifts of Hashem. Chasdei Hashem ki lo tamnu. We must say, my friends, that the chasadim of Hashem never end. He sends us the rain. He sends us ways to make us deserve the rain. He sends us the rain in its season. He sends us the rain at night so as not to bother or annoy people when we deserve it. He sends us rain when people are not traveling home from Aliyat Regel in the Beit HaMikdash. And he sends us the opportunity to sit and learn together, as we are doing right now. And of course, I in turn must take this opportunity to say thank you and to show Hakarat HaTov for myself and for all of us who are sitting here together and able to learn through the chesed, and it is an incredible chesed, of the OU Center in Israel. And to say thank you to Rabbi Berman, to Rabbi Shor, to the wonderful Zamira, to David Hochhauser, who does all the technical stuff and always helps me, and to all of you who have come to listen and to learn. In the zechut of this chesed that we have here and are able to learn together, may the Gishmei Bracha come very soon, bringing with them the additional chesed of healing from this very difficult time that we have been going through and are still going through. And may we hope together for a Yeshua.